We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host with us, Jess Hilarious.
What's good?
And we got a special guest in the building, ladies and gentlemen, Sukiyana.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
I feel really good right now. Mm-hmm. I'm
loving this late night radio voice. It's just like
that's how I really am. But as soon as you know, drinking a little bit more, yeah, it's gonna get aggressive.
But right now,
this is how I am. Just yeah, spoken.
And you look good. You look nice and chocolate and brown, mm-hmm, and nice and
chocolate
stuff.
Girls.
All right, so I want to kick it off with this. Okay. So we know you as Sukiyana.
Mm-hmm. Suki with the good coochie.
Yeah, Suki with the good coochie.
I don't ever want to hear you say that ever again.
I'm not.
Why? Why don't ask man. Let's just say that, okay?
It's off the list. It's just off the list.
You have a problem with the word?
Yeah, ask this.
Because he's a married man with kids.
Now I'm just reading off the list.
Suki with the good coochie.
That's my name.
That's a name.
Do he have to hide it?
Oh, yeah, that's your real name?
No, that's my real name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now he had married Charlamagne. Man with kids. Oh. And the other day, he your boyfriend. But now he had married
boyfriend
with kids because he done said something about some good coochie.
Envy with the big bookie.
Bookie. Boochie.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Anyway, so he's speaking funny of, you said, you know, Suki with the good coochie, yeah, is your real name. Yeah. Who gave you that?
I mean, niggas.
Just niggas?
Yeah, niggas.
That's just it?
Niggas.
Okay. All right. Know. I want to know, though. Who is Destiny Laverne Henderson?
Who the
from
fuck
Wilmington,
is Laverne?
Delaware.
Laverne? Now you know you tried it.
I did.
Lynette. Who the fuck is Laverne? Laverne.
I'm glad she corrected me because I didn't want her to run away, yes, from the name altogether. Yes. So when I said Laverne, I knew she was going to correct me and say
is Lynette. Is Laverne a man's name?
Well, who is
Laverne? No, Laverne's a man's name. Laverne's
an
old woman's name.
No, Laverne is a man's name.
No, that's your silly ass up.
You wrong for that.
Bitch.
I'm gonna
let
her
first.
Yeah, but I didn't say my name was Laverne.
Okay,
who
Lynette.
The fuck Laverne?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's
you
okay.
Ain't
no
Laverne.
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
That's before your time.
That's way past your time.
That's before your time.
I'm sorry.
Before your time.
He was born in the 1900s.
1978.
It's Lynette.
with their slaves.
1900s. That slaves was out there.
I mean, yes, at some point in the 1900s, but not in the 70s.
I'm sorry, baby.
It's okay. Destiny Laverne was funny. That's what I thought with you.
That's why I say it. Yeah. You know, Destiny so Lynette Henderson. Who is that nice, wholesome young lady from Wilmington, Delaware?
I mean, I thought she was from Florida.
No. I mean, I be outside. Like, it's, you feel me? Like, I be everywhere. So, yeah. I was born in Wilmington, Delaware. That's where I'm from. Destiny is who you, like, who you getting right now. I'm a
baby. That's what I figured. This ain't Suki. This is.
No, Suki gonna come. Suki gonna come. But Suki like to pop out.
I like
but,
that.
But Destiny, I'm a mother. You know, I'm a businesswoman, mm-hmm. and I'm from Wilmington, Delaware. My mom used to travel a lot when I was young.
Gotcha.
So I moved from Wilmington to North Carolina to Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale, Miami. That's why a lot of people say I got a Southern accent. We just been moving around. Yeah. So
military?
No.
Okay.
He don't be listening. He don't be listening.
No, not literally. Military. My mom just wanted to get out of Delaware. She wanted to get out of Delaware. Where, yeah. where we're from, mm-hmm. it's a very small, small place.
Gotcha.
And it's not a lot going on there, like mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably, it's probably a couple people, but I'm like one of the stars from Delaware.
Absolutely.
Who's the biggest?
Probably me.
It's Suki. But Suki at the end of the day,
come on, it's President Biden.
President Biden.
Yes.
He ain't no star. He's a president, but is he a star?
A little bit.
Listen.
Joe Biden.
Oh, he famous.
No star.
I knew what y'all saying. He famous. He's the president.
He the president. And I fuck with the president. Shit, he come from where we come from. What we talk about.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but President Biden. Who else?
You.
And there's other people. It's a lot of talent there, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just we didn't have that shine on our state yet.
Absolutely.
But, you know, a lot of people, I've been in Atlanta since I was 12. So it's just like, you know, I've been everywhere, you know.
So yeah. Suki with the good coochie. I'm sorry, you hate when I say it. But that's her name, damn it.
That is her name.
So you said, who named you that? Was that an ex-boyfriend, a long-time boyfriend? Because you said niggas. Like, which niggas?
I mean, I got a couple kids now, mm-hmm. you know? Like, why y'all want to know about my coochie so bad?
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I told from.
You, dumbass.
I know where your name came from. If she said where DJ Envy came from, I could tell her. If you say where Charlamagne came from, you could tell her.
If I said Charlamagne with the good boonky, you know what I'm saying?
What's Boonky?
What's Boonky?
You know what Boonky is? Y'all from South Carolina. We say Boonky. Charleston, South Carolina.
Is that Booty Ho?
That is Booty Ho.
Yeah.
Okay. And I love that for you. For real. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I just feel like, if we would get to my name, you know, I just, you know, I'm a fruitful queen.
Okay. Well, since we still got this voice, let me ask you this. Not too long ago, you said you did not want to be ghetto no more. You wanted to be, you know, classier, I guess.
Okay. Well,
you know, what did that stem from? Did that stem from what, commentators or, you know, spectators, critics?
No, definitely didn't spin from like commentators or spectators or the popcorn crew.
Gotcha.
Honestly, I'm just growing as a woman.
I got you.
I am growing, you know, and I feel like just because I came from the hood don't mean that I have to be, mm-hmm. you know, ghetto. Ain't
That's
nothing
right.
wrong with being ghetto, you know?
No.
I feel like my voice is for the hood. Mm-hmm. The baby mamas love me, the hood bitches, the hood rats, whoever you call it. I know how to talk to them.
Yeah.
So, but I don't want to be ghetto forever.
That's where we're from, not who we
that's
are.
That's where we're from. But then when I said that, it's like people talking about you could take the girl out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the girl. And I feel like when it's time, it's time. It's depending on my demographic, who I'm talking to, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I just want to grow.
Yeah.
I thought I'd seen an interview. You said you want to, you would fart.
Yeah, I will fart in a nigga mouth. I said that.
Yeah, she
you
did.
Think that's ghetto?
No, I used to say that all the time. Back in the day, that was my thing. Not... I used to say, you know, you suck a fart out of girls' butt. That was a sign of love and respect.
Yeah, that's a sign of love and respect.
Yeah, I don't think that's ghetto. I just think that's disgusting.
This is nasty.
It's just nasty.
Know. I never said I didn't want to be nasty no more. I said I want to be ghetto.
There you go.
But if a man wants to suck a fart out my ass, I'm going to let him. I love that.
Let's get it.
That's a sign of love.
Here, Suki, we hear the bass coming
in now. It's coming.
Here
it
comes.
She said that. Yeah, she's clarifying. And you also said, since he brought it up and only him, he brought it up that she would like to be pissed on as well.
She shouted out to Diddy first, and then she said that's the only comparison that she had to come through
because earlier somebody had said that they like to be peed on.
Miami,
you know what I'm saying? I thought it wasn't Carisha said that she liked to be
Miami,
showers.
Yeah.
And I was showing love. I said,
yeah, because she is in supportation.
Yeah,
of that.
Supportation. At the end of the day, I don't know what I might do for somebody that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like. I'm a very submissive queen.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to talk to somebody with leadership skills. Because if I talk to a drug dealer, he probably had me in the hood, and I don't want to do that no more.
Drug dealers have a fantastic leadership skills, man.
Yeah, they do. I love drug dealers.
Yeah. I think there's not a drug dealer out here that couldn't have been, especially if he was a kingpin. You could have been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, too.
Kingpins, yeah, drug lords, and my daddy was a drug dealer. That's so that's right. Okay. But at the end of the day, I feel like shit.
Piss on me. Yeah. Not me for the camera.
Not you personally, but just
let me fart in that mouth.
Okay. Why the pee and poop, though? Like, what's that got to do with anything?
It's funny, and it's like, okay.
Have you done that before? Pooped on somebody?
No, not yet.
I know she didn't. I said, she ain't do that yet.
She know me.
She ain't do it.
My thing is, like, shit.
Wait a minute, Jess, you've done it? You said it like you
no,
did
no,
it before.
No. I was just the reason why I say I know is because, listen, I know this is my good girlfriend.
Okay.
I would be able to know, because she would have got way more graphic if she had already did it. She would have described the scene, but she didn't. She just don't judge it. If that's what somebody wants to do.
I don't know if I'm going to poop on a nigga.
Right.
Oh, can I say nigga?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if I'm going to poop on somebody. Mm-hmm. But I just know, shit. You never know what you might do for the person that you love. In that moment. I have just started trying things at this age that I never did before.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Shit stinks, though.
And you never know when your guts are loose.
I never did anal yet.
You might have had too much Casamigos, too much Waffle House one night.
Guts is loose.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You never know. Too much Casamigos, too much Waffle House. Somebody put their thumb in your butt, pull it out. You don't know.
Let me ask you this.
He's crazy.
Because we talking about, he's crazy. But he's also has never done any of the things that he's speaking of.
That's right.
Listen. Have you ever had anybody spit in your mouth?
Of course.
Girl, I just did the same thing. It's so crazy.
I just tried that this year, and I spit in someone's mouth. And I feel I mean, I liked it. It was fun. It was just
But you got to be in the, You got to be in the moment for that,
You got to be in the moment. Because you just, and first of all, do they brush their teeth? Like, you really.
That's the thing. You got to be thinking about all the food that they ate 24 hours
before.
Spit
could taste nasty.
You know, and then when niggas don't floss.
And a lot of niggas don't brush their tongue.
You know?
Yeah. That's
crazy. Where is this happening? Are you at least on OnlyFans? Are you getting paid for this?
Is that your boyfriend?
You know how much I made from OnlyFans since you're bringing it up?
How much?
Millions of dollars.
Millions. The number.
Don't lie.
Yeah, people to throw them big numbers around with OnlyFans.
Like to throw it, but I'm one of them girls, for real.
How much you made for real?
A million, more than a million.
Does the IRS know this?
2 million.
They know now.
They know now, and I pay my taxes. But we're not even just talking about OnlyFans, we're talking about posters. This pussy done went viral. I'm blessed with one of them good looking cats. I don't know. Which y'all done seen. But I'm really one of them girls. Yeah, I know you. Oh, you don't know what's going on. Because I'm something irregular that you ain't never seen before. So I'm going to get you used to it. Though.
Hence the name Suki with the good coochie. It ain't good for nothing. Listen, you get paid off and that's what happened. Which brings me to my next question.
Let's go.
Is there anything sexually that you're not open to? I know there's been a lot of things.
What else is left, Jess?
It's a few things.
Honestly, is there anything that you ain't into?
This is a breakfast show. We talking like this in the morning. Some people ain't get up
yet. Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. Okay.
So, yes.
I never try anal.
You crazy?
No, it's I tried it. It hurt a little bit, so I just couldn't do it.
No, but that's why the more you do it, the better. You know what, Charlamagne?
We're a bunch of kids up here. We're a bunch of kids up here.
This is the home of the grown ear listeners. Yes, absolutely. I love it. It's one of the best sports we could ever play. Because it's like the more
sports,
practice,
sports.
The more.
What about the first time? Like, girl,
the first time, that's the thing. You just got to get it wet,
you
get it working. You have to
relax.
You start with the tongue. You start with the thumb.
That's what Future said.
Start with a finger.
That's what
you know what I'm saying?
Thumb in the butt.
And then you know, it's just the little things. He can't have no nails because he'll cut you. You know, you'll get hemorrhoids, all that stuff. You don't want to do that.
Ooh, and
it'll
be dirt on the nails.
Get up in there. Yeah. And then it don't matter how big his penis is, you know, you just let him, you just have to relax. The biggest thing is to relax because it's going to feel like you
got
to poop.
Okay, I relaxed. I didn't. Got drunk,
there you go. You still don't like it?
It didn't go in.
All right, well, maybe it won't. It won't. Make your boat float. But listen,
I
wanna
try
it's a good
it.
Thing. I want you to try it again.
You
can't try it one time and be like, that ain't for me. It ain't one of them. It ain't like crack. It's like
you
syrup.
Just, you
it's
just,
like something else.
Do you have any, like, advice, like, dude, besides relaxing? I be relaxed. Relax. Relax.
Tried in the
tub.
What
about grease?
What about grease?
Man, because you try it in a hot bath.
You're right.
Grease?
Try it in a hot bath.
What type of grease you talk? Chicken grease?
And don't try to sit on it the first thing. No, you can't. So you can't. Lay on your side. Try it on your side. Not even on your back.
How the fuck do they get a dick in your ass?
Ask Envy, because I want to be in this conversation so bad.
Mind your business.
Envy acting like this double dutch. When is my turn?
I'm curious. I can't ask questions.
Men take so much dick, I can't even take one.
That's what I'm saying. You can ask. It's a lot of men can take some dick. How it gets in there.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to know. Are you still on OnlyFans literally currently right now?
I'm not on OnlyFans right now. I mean, I'm really taking my career serious, like, as far as my music career. Mm-hmm. And I'm a hustler. That's where I come from. So, gotcha. You feel me? I get money every way. You feel me? Shit. Mm-hmm. Babysitting, you know, back in the day. Babysitting, dual hair, all this and that.
Yep.
So, it's like, I will have my hands in all types of different places getting money. But right now, you feel me, I'm focused on my career. And that's as an artist and as a TV star.
Absolutely.
People were mad at you a couple of weeks ago. Huh? People were mad at you a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, you want to say that so bad.
When L.A. Chopper.
L.A. Chopper.
That's right.
When my hair? I don't know. Shit. Didn't he come on the show?
What are you saying?
Because y'all want to bring back. He said y'all was cool. No, the fuck he did. He said sexy did. Now you motherfucker lied with them eyebrows.
Get into it.
Yeah, now you lied.
You know you lied. Come on, my eyebrows look good now. Come on.
I ain't going to lie.
I ain't no hater now. I thought he said y'all wanted to do it.
I didn't. That's what he said.
He said
sexy want to do it, and that's my girl. Shit.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want to do it.
But I honestly, why do I do I? How do I? Okay, right, I want to articulate my words.
Basically, what you want to say is, no, I'm not the one that said I wanted to
do it.
I honestly went along with the flow, and I didn't want to be a party pooper.
So one thing about it, we on South Beach, we in Miami, we like to turn up, you know, and we all outside, we twerking on the ground, and I don't know who the hell said grab the hair and start it. At first, I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. It was like, Suki, come on. I'm just like, shit, it's cool. Shit, that might, for me personally, for others, that might be whatever they think, but me, that's submissive play. I was actually having a good time.
Submissive play.
Like, if my man want to walk me like a dog, I'm going to let him walk me like a dog. I'm going to walk him like a dog. I'm going to whip him with my motherfucking wig. Mm. I'm going to put candle wax on his ass. I'm going to beat his ass. Mm. I'm going to stretch his ass.
I know that's right.
Jesus Christ.
What do you think about that, Jess?
It sounds like she needs to go on an episode of Horrible Decisions.
Exactly. And I saw you walking Wheezy at the Black Effect podcast.
But where did I get? I got that from Suki.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
What did you do?
Yeah, I got girls. I walked the girl like a dog on stage at the podcast.
She walked Wheezy like a dog.
How did you feel about it?
I felt like Sukiana with the good Coochiana. Okay. That's what I felt like.
Little Mama had a problem with it. And she said something and you responded to Little Mama.
Oh, yeah, Little Mama, yeah.
Yeah, but Little Mama had a problem with him, too, because he made her cry.
I did not make her cry.
You did
make
her cry
that time.
No, I did not make her cry that time.
You kept saying something about some type of face.
No, me and Little Mama.
What did he say? Tell me what he said. You know what he said.
Verbatim, he said, you the queen of the young struggle face.
But that was, it was supposed to be jokes between her and me going back and forth. She actually cried when our former co-host Angela Yee brought up her mother who had just passed away. That's what actually made her cry. And Little Mama had said that herself.
Okay. No. Yeah. All right. No. That's
you don't think that the fact that young struggle face
what does that
made her cry a little bit even after her mom and looking at the wig
you don't think
that you could have chilled and refrained from that comment?
I apologize, Little Mama, wherever you are, if you see this.
Do you even remember?
I don't really.
Okay.
Of course I remember. People bring it up all the time. I can't forget it.
I just posted it yesterday.
Yes. See?
Accountability.
You're right.
She had sent me universe meditation things. And I know she didn't mean anything wrong.
So she sent you a scripture.
Yeah, but she sent me something to watch, like a little meditation thing. Mm-hmm. Little Mama is actually a good person.
She is.
Yeah. She's not a bad person at all.
No.
And it's so sad that the world been against her since the Jay-Z and Alicia Keys thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she just having fun. Like, I don't feel no type of way. Yeah. Little Mama, come on, it's Little Mama. Like,
shout out to Little Mama.
She's been in the game for a minute. Like, the lip gloss was popping.
Definitely.
We can't discredit her.
Absolutely.
But she did try when she went in them comments, like, girl, I got on your ass. You could have, if you felt like anything, don't, you could have wrote me because you know exactly who I am.
You could have
like,
DM'd you.
Right.
I might not be like mainstream, but everybody from the streets know who Suki is. Yeah. So if you felt like you wanted to, you know, talk to me as a woman, you just write me. And I would have, right. you know, I would have talked back, but it's just like, I can't even respect you in the comments writing them long ass paragraphs. I ain't even read nothing but the last word. And mm-hmm. that's what I got on her ass. Mm-hmm. You think you better than people because you got to perform with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
No, she did perform with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
I watched
that's
it.
Not happened.
She
that's not how that happens.
That is how it happened.
And even Beyonce was like, no, wait.
Beyonce was trying to stop her shine that time. That girl got on that stage.
That's not how that happened to me.
Well, I like the narrative she's taking because it could have been Beyonce hating on her.
Because Beyonce was hating a little bit.
Beyonce could have
What was her last word? You said you only read her last word. What was her last word?
It was just like, you don't listen to something. Like she was trying to give me some healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I do need a little bit of healing. She wasn't wrong. Yeah, but she like probably wanted the best for me.
It could have been personal.
It could have been personal.
It could have been more personalized.
It could have, because it was like a little shady. Like, look at what they doing to America. Bitch, I like to get, shit, let me.
I like to walk like a dog.
You don't even know what I do to these niggas. They get more than walk like a dog.
And I fart in their mouth.
Yeah, like what you say, you ain't saying nothing about me farting in these niggas' mouths.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she probably did that too.
She did it.
But the video was public, though. So you know you're a public figure
now. Yeah, I'm a public figure.
So when you do things in public, people are going to address it in public.
I don't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck about no comments but little mamas. I didn't look at no comment but little mamas.
That's right.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I felt like, bitch, oh, hold up. Let me go back to when I was 15, when lip gloss was popping. I was doing it, mother. What you know about me? What you know about me for real? I was doing your dance and singing, so don't sit in no comments doing that. At that time you performed at that birthday party talking about you was happy it was four kids there. But at the end of the day, I fuck with little
mama. You know what?
I'm confused. You're going to shit on her.
Okay, all right, okay. I'll take it.
That was Bow Wow.
Is that the ghetto coming out?
At the end of the day, I think that was Bow Wow. I don't know who
is
who.
Little mama going to get on your ass, Jess.
Yeah,
mama going to get on your ass now.
She don't play.
No, me and little mama is friends. We cool.
Okay, I'll fuck with her.
I think she's talking about Bow Wow, though, that had done.
No, I'm talking.
You're talking about her.
I ain't going to lie. Let me clear this up. I feel like knowing people, I feel like she's a genuine girl.
No, absolutely.
She just had me fucked up that time, and she didn't mean to.
That's fine.
Because if I could request that, I just had her DM me, and we could have talked, chit-chat.
Yeah.
I fuck with her. I can't hate on that girl.
No, and it's all, and you are totally entitled to feel a type of way when you feel like another female is trying you.
Honestly, I could have handled it different. I didn't have to go in on her. I feel like I should have just let it be.
And what's that word that you...
Accountability.
Which she just said, and I love that.
There's a problem with social media, because social media is like a playground. You know, somebody might say something to you, and it's just y'all, and you might not take no offense to it, but when you see it said in front of the world.
And you never know what a bitch going through. Shit, I might have needed some dick that day. You feel me? I just got on her ass, and I was like, damn.
And it was like, damn.
Mama alone. So after that, I had played Little Mama lip gloss, and I was smoking me a spliff, and you feel me? I played her song on my platform. I really do fuck with her.
No, I believe
she's a legend. Like, people don't know that Little Mama is a legend.
No, yeah, she is.
Even though they like to discredit her, she has been in this game for a minute, and I feel like she's very talented. She just, I don't know what it is. Like,
it's all right.
What
salute
is the
little
problem?
Mama.
Yeah. And I said, do a salute to her. She ain't gonna ever come back up here with that wig on, and she ain't got no struggle face.
No,
now, what happened with you and Kill Bill?
I mean, with that relationship, like, I feel like, no, we was good. Like, he's cool. He's good.
Because I'm telling you, you put that nigga through a lot.
No.
Like, publicly. No, I mean, like, publicly.
I feel like a lot of things were... staged.
You know,
like,
this
TV
is
TV.
Yeah, I don't know
who is Kill Bill.
No, like, I was in a relationship, and, you know, a lot of, we were on TV, so a lot of things are staged. You
I
know,
got
like,
you.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
But I wish him the best. I have a lot of niggas that really do love me. I'm a loving woman, and I got a lot of love to give.
Absolutely.
You know? I don't know where God wants me, but I know that he puts me in certain people's lives for reasons, and, you know, I feel like I could have helped that person, you know, avoid jail time and avoid getting in some street shit where they might not been here or they might have did some shit to somebody that could have put them in jail for a long time. You know, I just genuinely love people when I come around. I don't have no ill intent or no bad intent. I'm just a loving person, and I want everybody to win around me. That's how I am. And I'm not going to say I'm supposed to be with this person forever. God might want me around this one next or this one next, you know?
I got you.
That's, I just come genuinely with a good heart to love people and try to help them get up out the streets. I don't know. Maybe I'm a CEO or something. That, my grandma was a CEO. My grandma was a CEO for 14 okay,
so she
years.
She was the first one around all the niggas.
Yeah, she was. And all for 14 years,
she knew
my grandma.
Martin Luther King, ain't he?
Yeah. No, yeah. That's a great one. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, but my grandma was a CEO for 14 years.
No, what the hell?
Now, you got three kids, right?
Yeah, I do.
What are the ages?
Why?
I'm just curious. I'm just getting three beautiful
there,
kids.
There, 13.
Her grandma can no more.
She said, there's certain things I talk about. I don't talk about my kids.
So I was going to ask with your kids, like, is that the reason you said, you know what, I'm going to get away from OnlyFans because you have kids, they go to school, and other kids would be like, I know your mama's, you know, Suki with a good coochie.
Yeah, no. Like, first of all, yeah, they know I'm Suki with a good coochie because I pop out them kids. My kids know I'm Suki with a good coochie. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
No, I was going to say, because in school...
Why would your kids know that?
Because they know. I just,
because
shit,
these
you
kids,
got to have good coochie to popping out them.
Instagram.
Let me tell you something. I love being pregnant. Mm-hmm. I love having babies.
Me too.
And I love raising babies, and I breastfeed all of them.
I don't breastfeed.
Mm. You love being pregnant?
You don't breastfeed. I love children. Like, I love my children so much, and they're going to have prominent futures, whatever they want to be. Mm-hmm. Boxers, they want to be a soccer player, anything. I'm going to do, I'm gonna do what I got to do to make them that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm going to, would it take for me to get that coin to make sure they straight? I'm going to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Nobody can judge me.
You ever had to check a mom at school for saying something, one of her kids saying something?
No, my kids don't go to no public school.
That's right.
I pay for teachers. I pay for homeschool. Yeah, I do stuff like that because, you know, my kids are special. Like, my kids are the shit. Like, what the fuck? Why would I'm not doing that. Everybody has their own reason what they do.
Yep.
But I'm a breastfeeder mom, and I love my children. I have a good support system, a good family. And, like, I have a career, and I take care of my kids very good. I love them. Mm-hmm. Like, I would do anything for them. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as my OnlyFans, shit, everybody done popped some pussy. Shit.
Yeah.
Do y'all know what y'all moms done did?
Girl, if you don't,
did y'all know what y'all moms done did?
Because
them bills
right
was paid. Freak Nick finna tell on y'all.
Everything.
Our moms had them bills paid, and they ain't never had no motherfucking job. They was wearing them chicken cooking dresses around the house.
My mom was way older than Freak Nick.
Me and Charlamagne mom was before Freak Nick.
So
my mom's 1950.
They might have Motown Freak Nick or something like that back then.
What's the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X? What would they call it again when it was
like
Jezebel Shindig?
Yeah, Jezebel Shindig. They was out there pop. Listen, one thing about us. One thing about us.
What?
We gonna pop some cat. Cat ain't free. And when the kids need some food, we gonna do what the fuck we gotta do. That's one thing about black women. We gonna make. It's right. Something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if we got 5 cents, $1, we gonna make some shake. Okay.
So if your daughter get older, she said, Ma, I gotta go pop some coochie for a goon to get
my
this
baby
money.
Ain't gonna do that. My baby's rich right now.
Okay.
My baby is rich as fuck.
Okay.
Right now, as a little girl, she don't have to work any day of her life. She don't have to understand a struggle. She don't have to understand what the hood is like. And that's what I did. My baby won't never have to be in no hood and won't ever have to work for nobody. I'm going to take care of her for the rest of my life. And when I die, she's going to be good.
Because
that's the type of woman that I am. Baby ain't gonna have to pop no cat. I'm gonna pop the cat.
I'm
gonna pop the cat. Shit, I don't give a fuck if I gotta get out here and sell some crack. I will do it to make sure my kids are straight. Yes, I will.
I love
you.
You think Suki won't sell no damn crack?
And I did.
Now everybody know her now.
No, now, but if anything happens.
You're selling crack. You going to jail.
Yeah, I'm going to jail. Yeah, I'm going to jail.
It's coming at you. It's coming at you. It's like a snitching ass nigga. You look this. Look at Suki.
I'm going to do. I'm just, okay, to clear that out, I'm going to do anything for my kids to be straight. And they're going to have prominent futures, and they're born into wealth.
But we don't want you to pop your coochie and sell no crack.
No, I ain't gonna sell no crack.
Mm-hmm. We do not. I want to ask you.
As an old woman, I don't give a fuck if I'm 50, 60 years old. I'm gonna pop some cat. Shit is fun.
And look, sell the crack. You ain't sniffing it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's
shit,
like,
it don't
you
matter.
You can't sniff crack, girl. That's coke.
Well, see, that's how you know I never did.
Okay, yeah. No, that's
cool,
how we know.
Cool. All right.
Now, he just complimented her edges like three times.
I do. Yeah, it's like he want her to know.
Okay, well, I like your baby hairs too.
Get it in.
You got a little bit. No. It's really, I like the eyebrows and how you get it clean.
He ain't got no baby hair, but he definitely got that NARS foundation on, baby.
You do a little bit.
No, this ain't.
I don't care. It's getting a little too smooth today. You got the contour popping in.
Well, you look good. You've been around for a long time.
Let me stop for your little. Let me stop for envy. Get upset.
Y'all are off the chain.
Speaking of the Guzmans,
What is disgusting?
Girl, gay husbands.
Oh my gosh. What did I walk into?
Because I want to ask you.
What you mean, what did you walk into? You didn't talk about poop. Getting shit on, peed on. You part of
sex. I want to ask her, do you consider yourself gay?
I don't kiss.
Bisexual, whatever. Like, what
I
is
don't,
it?
Do I have to have a name?
No, you don't.
I don't want one because I seen, like, the interview that I did, and I was just, you know, trying to explain. He kept asking me all these different questions. Jason Lee kept asking me all these different questions.
Okay. Jason Lee. Shout out to Jason.
Shout out to Jason Lee. But he asked me all these different questions about what my sexuality is, and I was kind of talking in circles. And I seen the comments, and they were like, oh, shout out to the people that's real gay and going through the real things. And it was just like, you know, they're so judgmental in the comments.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of these men are DL.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of these people don't want to come out the closet and say what they like and who they are. Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like it's none of nobody's fucking business. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know who I am. I'm young. Like, what the hell? Yeah. I'll find out, you know? But I don't consider myself gay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider myself straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the fuck I am. Yeah. I love people.
You go with the flow.
I love human. And they always say when an artist, you know, shows love to everybody and say, you know, maybe they'll say they're gay or, you know, they'll say they're doing it for views or people to like them or build a fan base, but the gays love me already, you know?
Right.
I'm just who I am. And maybe I don't want to identify as gay. I want to identify as queer. And then I'll say, well, it doesn't sound like she's telling the truth or she never really had an experience. I feel like, well, maybe I didn't have go on a date or be in a relationship. You know, I haven't did that. But I don't want to just say, oh, I done ate some coochie and just look at women as coochie to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. I think it's wrong. So I keep it to myself. Why would I just act like women are
just
females and just sexual?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, just a meal. Maybe I don't want to get into it because I'm still finding out who I am as a woman and a human. So I don't want to say I'm gay and I'm not doing it for people to love
attention,
me. They love me already.
Yeah.
So it was people in the comments that said I was saying I was gay for attention. It's like, fuck y'all. I don't give a fuck. Like, at the end of the day, let people be who they be.
Yeah.
Like one thing about it is gays know how hard it is to come out the closet. They have to hide who they are for a long time from their parents, from people, because people like to judge you. Why would you jump on somebody for saying the
Even
things that they like
being their truth,
when
you know,
have been through
truth.
That. It's always the people that have been through it. Let people come out as they can, like that they want.
Right.
The fuck shit. Sometimes I might like pussy. Sometimes I might like sucking on some dick. Sucking dick is fun to me.
Maybe something. You know what? That's why I was going to ask you about Slim Jimmy from Ray Sherman.
I love Slim Jimmy. I thought that was fantastic.
Dick and Slim Jimmy?
Yeah. You ever seen a Slim Jim? Oh, you ain't never seen a Slim Jim? It looked like a little dick. A long, little thin dick.
He's mimicking his.
I felt it. I knew exactly where Jeff was going.
See, you felt what?
Where you was going?
He felt the Slim Jim.
That was a great segue.
But back to the question. Slim Jim was cozying up, they said?
Yeah, that's what they said. What y'all were like. Reportedly,
who was they
like,
saying?
Dealing.
Y'all are okay. First,
you know who
of
they is.
Yeah, we know.
Know.
We don't know their
names. Cameras.
Yeah,
yeah.
Me and Slim Jimmy are really good friends.
Okay,
and he done gave me opportunities. You know, I just did like a video shoot with him, and we've been friends for a long time, even before I was like famous. Like, he always showed me love, and those people that you know fuck with me before.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm always gonna fuck with him.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I never took that dick and never tried the dick.
Yeah,
would I? Shit.
You never know.
But at the end of it, I never did that yet.
Okay.
I'll fuck with Slim Jimmy. He's a very good person. Like, he's a really good person. So, you know, he didn't ever have none of this ghetto good cat. And if he did, I'd probably turn his ass off.
You
got a baby mama?
You better fart up in that mouth.
Don't you got a baby mama?
Yeah.
Fart up in that mouth?
It fought up in that mouth, that Slim Jimmy mouth. But were there issues with the baby? He does have a baby mama, and she say something to everybody.
Exactly. I don't even talk to niggas with these baby mamas that be still wanting them. You always could tell.
It's extra.
Listen, the pictures that were posted, it was from his video shoot.
Oh, okay.
And it was like she posted me on her Instagram story, and she was, you know, talking about him and talking about me, and it was like, why am I included?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these niggas like what they like, but it's always the girls that know who can suck them out of a man.
Mm-hmm. They be the ones that you
She know what they man like, and she'd like to say, so I don't know if somebody says something close to, I'm not his type, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was in the comments, yeah.
Let me tell you something about me. These guys be loving a chocolate woman, a freak. These girls be thinking, they love a chocolate freaky girl.
Yeah.
And I'm a real woman. Like, I'm the one that's gonna cook for him when you don't, cause you don't cook. You feel me? Like, I cook it all, and I'm a good person.
So
I'm a loving nigga.
Cook.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I mean, I like to cook a lot of Jamaican food, especially Jamaican breakfast. I can't sell fish.
Are you Jamaican?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm Jamaican by penetration, but at the end of the day, my picnic Jamaican, my babies is Jamaican, but I cook some Aki and saltfish, dumpling,
oxtail,
all of that. And I like to cook country food, pig feet, ham hock. I will clean a chitlin, that's a pig asshole, I will clean that motherfucker. With
so
my
when
mouth.
You gonna be like real gay?
With my mouth.
Goodness gracious.
When you gonna be real gay? Because I don't think I'll be real gay.
I don't know I don't know where I will be, but I love everything that come from God. And like,
I feel that from you.
Yeah, no, I love every human that come from God.
God. I feel that. I'm not joking.
I'm a God-fearing woman. I love God. He done gave me these opportunities, and people like to judge me because I'm a little bit righteous.
He or she.
At the end of the day, you don't know what he using me for. You know,
that's
so
right.
God might, I might be gaining all these fans and on the Breakfast Club for these people to fall in love with me and adore me. I'm charming. And guess what? Yeah. God might transform me. I told you I'm tired of being ghetto.
Don't stop.
Y'all need to stop trying to judge me when I get ghetto. It take time to get.
That's right.
It's like, I'm ghetto.
Just remember that Satan got a kingdom too. So always remember, you know, always pay attention to who may be talking to you in any moment.
Okay, so what that mean?
Look out for the devil too. The devil.
I already know what.
Yeah, but if you that just lost you, we gonna edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out because I don't know. But I know I'm a God-fearing woman. I love God, and you know, I just know things are very easy for me right now.
Yeah.
And whatever He has for me is written in stone.
Well, let's end in a prayer then.
No. Before we that, she's a musician. We got to talk music.
Yeah, we got to talk music.
She got a new song.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I want
to
know.
You try to throw me out of the
room.
I'm sorry.
I'll leave. If y'all ready for me,
No. Stay right there. Pull back up.
Just tell us, you're a musician. You got a record.
Don't make me bring up when Birdman came up here.
Please don't. Is he
trans? Please don't do that.
Yeah,
because
Birdman.
Please don't get all trans. We need to do it.
So let's talk about your music.
Yeah.
You got the
I mean, okay.
You got record Afrobeat.
Do you also have album coming out? Is it just singles?
I got
that
the singles right now. You know, I got the single Casamigos. With Afrobeat, and I ain't gonna lie, I came to New York for a promo run, and the city, all the DJs, DJ Clue and everybody, they've been showing me a lot of love, and they're telling me that I got a hit. Yeah. And I believe in it.
I'm gonna tell you something about DJ Clue. He's a liar. He said that to everybody.
What? Shit, you's a motherfucking liar.
He does. You's
a liar.
I promise you.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I promise you, because I know under that two-piece that you got on, you got a thong up your ass and your booty hole shaved. So I'm gonna let you be great, but we're gonna get back to this motherfucking hit. Guess it's shaved.
No, I got a thong on.
You like that ass licked. You like that ass licked. You like that ass licked.
And?
It ain't nothing wrong with that. Because I got a song called Eating, and I'm talking about eating a nigga ass.
Okay.
But I know a nigga that like his ass say, as Charlamagne campaign, motherfucking champagne, you gonna motherfucking respect a queen when you see one. I don't give a fuck if DJ Clue lied. Bitch, God tell the truth. And
Casamigo
is a motherfucking hit. With them eyebrows on fleek, motherfucker, you.
That's right, motherfucker.
You with a good booty hole.
Eating niggas ass. I be eating niggas ass.
Let's go.
Y'all make sure y'all stream Casamigo.
Let's go.
Casamigo. You ever had an ass? A little bit of Gooch.
No, I ain't never
you had a Gooch.
Like, oh, hell yeah, the Gooch. Yeah, you know, the
you
Gooch
ain't go
is the
a
shit
little
right
bit under.
Ass, right? I didn't because I ain't want a nigga to punch me in
yeah,
the whole head.
Yeah, because niggas do be punching bitches.
That's like licking an orange with the skin still on it, man.
Might as well go all the way.
That's right. Licking the damn Gooch.
All the way.
But.
I'm going to do it.
So since you are God,
Yes, that's what is that? That's you come picking on niggas.
That's like they
all right, so do a nigga put his legs up when you do that, like, or do he get on all four? Like, how do you just lay back, properly eat a man's ass?
Put the legs
ass?
Up up here.
Yo, that should be the dance.
How the fuck do you lick a gooch?
Yo, that should be the dance to eat.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That should be the dance. Do a TikTok
do challenge. Don't do that. Stop.
Put your legs
we don't put an ass on you right now.
Okay. Oh, I love that for you. Eating niggas' ass. We be eating niggas' ass. We be eating niggas' ass. We be eating niggas' ass.
Eating.
I love that.
I don't know where this is going.
Oh, he has a sense of humor.
Sukiya.
This motherfucker is crazy.
He's kinky. Very kinky.
I love one thing about it, we aren't going to kink shame. Because that's kinky. The problem. That's people right. like to kink
you
shame.
You just kink shame me.
No, no, I like... did you say eat niggas' ass?
No,
eating niggas' ass. He just ate my ass. He want to switch. Now I'm eating his ass. Eating his ass. Eating a nigga ass. Don't act like you ain't never get your ass out. You ain't about to call him out. You got that ass ate.
Yes, I'm married. She
get okay, so let's show love.
I'm not going to eat a nigga ass. I'm going to eat my wife's ass.
You, but
wife
you
ass.
Did. You going to eat your wife's ass, but you got your ass ate a little bit.
I did.
Yeah, you got it slurped on. So let's normalize it.
Why is she talking to ass-eating veterans? Like, she talking about veterans. Like, that's what I understand. Like, what is you talking about?
Let's normalize it because a lot of people.
You,
no, y'all don't. I
you
never
don't
heard
you talking about. You ain't never listened to the show.
You don't listen to the show.
Y'all never talk to
me. Eaters.
No, I get my ass ate, but y'all need to show love to getting y'all ass ate.
No, these niggas is gay.
Trick Daddy and Tank. That's right. Have revolutionized the getting your ass ate industry.
So how do you do it? Do you squat? Do you put the leg up?
I can't wait for that meme.
Open the booty cheeks.
Or Sukiya and Suki with the
y'all
new
y'all are fucking crazy.
Can you end out with a prayer since you're a God fan?
So we going to go from talking about eating ass to a prayer.
Judging. Girl, that's the show.
I'm not
God. Righteous.
You better end it
ratchet.
In a prayer.
Yeah, end it on a prayer.
You better, Buki.
Go back
this
to
this is crazy.
Suki with the good
one. Y'all want to hold hands?
You don't know what that man's
been. I don't know where the fuck your finger's been, nigga.
I don't know where
you just went. Oh, shit. Ooh, that motherfucker been digging in something. He been digging in something. Okay, this is real serious, you guys. Because who did y'all know I like to pray?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, Father God, we just want to give you the thanks and the gratitude again. We love you, and we thank you for blessing us with these opportunities that we have, our careers, our children, our wives, our husbands, our boyfriends, and everything that you blessed us with. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless us and get those evil, bad mind people away from us, people with bad intentions and bad energy, and just bless us with positive energy and open the doors for us to continue to love each other and open doors for others. Father God, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sukiyana, Suki with the good coochie.
I love it.
On the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Okay.
Yes.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.